a good tvach. In today's daily halacha, we're going to discuss the laws involved in public menorah lightings. Do people fulfill the obligation? May a bracha be recited? And details of the sort. So the idea of making a public menorah lighting, as is known, was first initiated by the Rebbe. Was discussed in a Fabregen in 1987, printed in Isvadius 1987, volume 2, page 98 and 133, in which the Rebbe encouraged that people, that Yidden in all places, should arrange a public menorah lighting in order to publicize the miracle of Hanukkah. As is known, that one of the main fundaments, Yesodus, of the Hanukkah celebration through lighting candles is the idea of Pesumei Nisa, of publicizing the Nes. And there's no greater publication of the miracle than having a public menorah, which is seen by thousands and at times hundreds of thousands of people daily. Do people fulfill the obligation by these lightings? A lot of times, there are many, many unobservant Jews that aren't lighting candles in their own home, or that don't know if they should, that are present by the lighting. And the answer is that the participants do not fulfill the obligation, and it is therefore upon the person arranging the lighting to make sure to announce to the people present that they should return home and light their own Hanukkah candles upon doing so. And on the contrary, this should motivate them to the mitzvah of lighting their own personal Hanukkah candles, and should not suffice at all with what was lit. The question regarding the bracha. May a bracha be said on this lighting? So obviously, to light without a bracha, there's no halachic problem. We can always light candles without a bracha. The whole issue here becomes when you want to make a bracha on such a light. And the question is, did Chazal institute a mitzvah of lighting a menorah in an area that is not the home of anyone? We all know the mitzvah of Chanukah is ner ishu beisei, that each household is to light a candle, menorah, in their house. But if there's an area without a house, there's no chiyuv. So on what basis can one say a bracha by a public menorah lighting? And is he in truth fulfilling a mitzvah? So this matter is discussed amongst today's poskim. Some poskim say that we do find a precedent for saying a bracha by a public menorah lighting, and that is by the shul. We all know that minhag Yisrael is to light a menorah in a shul with a bracha, even though no one's fulfilling the obligation, for the reason of Pesumei Nisa. And so too, they say, there should be no difference if you light in public or if you light in shul. And on the contrary, in public there's even more people that will see the Pesumei Nisa. So rules the Mishnah Sochir in Volume 2, Tshuva 202, and the Oz Nidviru, one of today's Poskim, in a number of different Tshuvas. So it was also followed by the satellite live hookup with the Rebbe, in which people from all over the world lit Hanukkah candles in public, and a bracha was recited during that time. Obviously, this cannot be used as a proof for the Rebbe's opinion, but it is stating a fact that this was done during that time. The Oz Nidru adds another reason why it's mutter, and that is because, although we said earlier that no one fulfills the obligation with this lighting, that is not in accordance to all opinions. The Kolboi, one of the Rishonim, rules that the reason why we light candles in shul is for anyone who won't be lighting candles that night to fulfill the obligation. And hence we see that people do fulfill the obligation with a public lighting. So according to the Kolboi, when lighting the candles in public and having people present that won't be lighting in their house for whatever reason, they too fulfill the obligation. Now even though we don't rule this way, lehalacha, nevertheless it's worth it, together with the previous reason mentioned of publicizing the miracle, to permit saying a bracha. Other poskim, however, many of the poskim of today, say that one cannot connect the mitzvah in the shul to the mitzvah outside, as in a shul is a takanas chachamim, that it's been already an accepted custom that was instituted by the sages to light candles in shul, and since no institution exists for lighting in the public, one cannot come about today and make up such an institution and say a bracha on it. So rules of Tzitz Eliezer, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shevet Halevi, and Shlom Zalman Orbach, many of the great poskim of today. Some give a compromise between these two opinions and say that if you daven Ma'ariv, make a minyan from Ma'ariv, or Mincha in the public, area in the public lighting area, then it becomes like the status of a shul, and hence you can light candles with a bracha. So is written by the Yalkut Yosef and Rav Yechonon Gulari Chikrei Minhagim, and so was done by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu by his public lighting that he attended. And practically every leader of his community that is in charge of arranging a public lighting is to discuss this matter with his Rav with regards to whether a bracha may or may not be made. There is no clear directive from the Rebbe for how us as Lubavitcher should follow, and therefore each person should speak to their Rav. This obviously also applies to those Bachrin that go to stores for Miftzayim by Hanukkah, that they are to discuss with the Rav in which situations they are allowed to make a bracha. This meaning, is it considered a public menorah lighting? How many people must be present? How many Jews must pass by the store, etc.? Of these details that can help the Rav give a decision.